T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bishop Richard Malone may be in his final day of ministry in the Buffalo Diocese. Father Paul Seil, pastor of St. Bernadette's Church in Orchard Park, is joining me live. This likely is not happening today, Father Seil, as it's not in the daily Vatican bulletin. It is expected tomorrow, though. Are you expecting it to be announced in the bulletin?
Susan, I would expect it to be announced, yes, especially any resignation or retirement that is accepted by the Holy Father comes out in the daily bulletin at some point when it happens. So it would have to be announced by the Vatican. Also, the fact that the Diocese of Albany, whose bishop is Scharfenberger, is evidently going to be the administrator of the Diocese of Buffalo, they have said that they will have no comment till the Vatican first speaks. So there's a protocol that seems to be in effect, as there always is, that first the Vatican would announce and then it would go from there.
When it happens?
Rocco Palma is a very well-known blogger and commentator for many years on Catholic issues, and he's extremely reliable. My only reluctance is we were so kind of taken with the report from the UK, from the reporter Mr. Lamb.
Right, Christopher Lamb.
Yes, exactly. So there's always a little bit that holds you back, but this seems undeniably that the train has left the station and things are going to start moving now.
Yeah, Rocco Palmo's quote yesterday, his tweet said, "Dear Buffalo, it's over." How did you feel about that? And how will you feel? Will it be joy? What will you feel when it is announced?
I'll tell you, my reaction was surprised me. When I saw Rocco Palma's tweet, Buffalo, it's over, and read the first line, I started blurring up with tears in my eyes. I mean, I'm like, what's going on now, Paul? You know, I mean, and it was because in my own mind, I'm thinking, well, something is ending. It's a very sad thing all the way around for everyone. And yet it represents also a new challenge to all of us in the Diocese of Buffalo, especially the laity, to try to continue to come forward and see how we're going to rebuild the church at Buffalo, you know.
Is this, do you see this as a first step in the rebuild? Because I would think that there's probably more that have to go.
I say that again, I'm sorry.
Do you see this as a first step in the rebuild, or are we not even there yet?
It's definitely a first step. I mean, I think it seems kind of slow, but the swiftness actually with which the Holy Father acted after the visitation by Bishop DiMarzio a couple of months ago, I think it's absolutely a first step and an important first step that in many ways had to happen, sadly, for everybody, but it had to happen. You know, the bishop was at the point where many people did not want him to stay. There were parishes where he evidently felt uncomfortable to go because people were angry and protesting for one reason and another. And so it's absolutely part of the beginning of the process. But now, how will the process be guided? How will it go ahead? Who will be our more permanent new Bishop of Buffalo? That will be a big question. And how will that person, that priest, that bishop act as far as moving all of these things along and trying to put the diocese back on track again?
There's also no clarity right now on how it will unfold. Will Bishop Malone resign, or will he take early retirement? Does that matter?
I'm very curious about that because I would like to take early retirement myself some days. I've never heard of that early retirement option. Usually it's a resignation. But, I'm trying to find out what that really means. But on the other hand, one way or the other, Bishop Malone will be moving on from the office of bishop in Buffalo, and that's the most important thing. All of the other ancillary things and all of the other details, that's for other people to worry about and think about and see what the meaning is historically in the church and all of that insider thing, those insider things. But for us, it means that hopefully there'll be a breath of fresh air. Hopefully there'll be a new start.
Right. Some of our listeners, Father Paul, are texting in and saying that, you know, early retirement is kind of laughable, that it lacks accountability, which is just more of the same.
Well, I certainly would, if not agree with them, I think I would agree with them. I got to think about it a little bit longer, but I think that, yeah, it's a more graceful, it sounds like a more graceful type of exit, especially when a bishop retires before the mandatory age of 75 and there's no apparent health problems or anything like that. So in one sense, you know, this may be a little bit of a, it certainly is, I think, somewhat of a compromise if that's how it goes. But really, ultimately, you know, the thing is, I think we have to get the focus now off of Bishop Malone and back where it needs to be on Jesus Christ and on the people of the Diocese of Buffalo, the victims, and those good people who have been discouraged for this terrible nightmare, really, for a year and a half. You know, Susan, I'm old enough to remember when Richard Nixon resigned, you know. And I remember that Gerald Ford came on immediately afterwards and said, our long national nightmare is over. And in one sense, maybe the nightmare is not over completely for the people of the diocese and the priests and everyone in the Diocese of Buffalo, but at least we're starting to wake up from the nightmare and get out of it. And hopefully, with a new bishop coming in, hopefully he will truly listen, not just to the old guard. You know, when a new bishop comes in, it's always people are doing everything to try to get near him and influence him and tell him, you know, their kind of ideas of what the diocese is about. But whoever this new bishop is has really got to listen. You know, the best thing he could do, I think, would be to go like to a place like St. Luke's Mission and hear some of the people there who are regular, ordinary people, not just the people with, you know, a lot of economic standing or political power, but listen to the average, everyday person in the Diocese of Buffalo and see where we're going to go with all of this mess, which really has been very, very distressing and destructive to all of us.
Yeah, that's a great point about St. Luke's. You know, this is happening during the season of Advent. Do you see any significance in that?
Well, Advent is a season of hope. Advent is a season of expectation, of waiting. You know, we're heading into with regard to the sunrise and sunset, it's some of the darkest days of the year, right through Christmas when the light comes again. So I think that this is very symbolic that the Holy Father has acted in one sense very swiftly and in another sense during this season of Advent to recognize that we're about to come out of the darkness more and more, not just because of Bishop Malone, God bless him, not just because of him, because this has been going on for so many years through other bishops. It's been turning out, we've learned in many, many ways for many, many decades. So, you know, it's not all on Bishop Malone, but on the other hand, this represents the beginning of a change in which hopefully the Diocese of Buffalo will get a bishop who is truly, truly a pastor to the people of the diocese, the people of God.
Father Paul, thank you so much. I appreciate your insight this morning. Father Paul Seil, pastor of St. Bernadette's Church in Orchard Park.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.